PowerShell, open source and on Linux, gives us unique opportunities now to manage using the same technology across Windows, Unix, and leveraging the macOS also. However, what can you manage with it? Well, the first thing one can manage with it is Azure. And here to show me how to manage the Azure resources is Gaurav.
Hi, everyone. Happy to be here and show you how you can manage your Azure services using PowerShell on Linux.
Sounds great. And what exactly are you going to show us?
So we're going to show very simple things. We're going to show how you can deploy an Azure resource. In this case, it's a virtual machine. Then we'll show you how you can find your resources in a subscription or resource group. Then we'll go over some advanced operations that you can do, like powering off your virtual machine. And then we'll show how you can check the status of your virtual machine.
That's great. Let's show them.
Cool. So I have here in my first command, which will deploy a template. The template contains a virtual machine. And I will start off the template deployment.
And in this case, these are Azure Resource Manager commands. So I can do pretty much anything I want to do.
Correct. So you can manage any Azure resource or service using these commandlets. You don't have to have specific commandlets. You can manage any kind of resource just through these.
Just as long as I have the right Azure resource management template in place, which is JSON.
Correct.
Yes?
Correct.
Perfect.
So this template is deploying virtual machine, NIC, my virtual network, my public IP, so all these in one template. And it gives you the power of making your deployment idempotent and repeatable.
So you can change this and actually get a different result next time.
Correct.
At least those elements that you change would then change.
It will update the resources that are already
perfect.
There. So now that this deployment has succeeded, let me see what all resources were provisioned as a part of this deployment. And this next commandlet just lets me do that. So as you can see on my screen, it created the public IP for me. It created the virtual machine, the NIC, the virtual network.
So it's attached already into the system, or ready to go.
Correct. Next, let me deallocate the virtual machine because I am done with whatever I needed to do with it. So this next commandlet lets me deallocate my virtual machine. So what this will do is it will not incur extra charges. So I will kick this off.
Perfect. And this stops it as well before deallocating it, I assume.
Yes, it will stop the virtual machine and deallocate it. So now that I have deallocated my VM, I can quickly check the status of my VM by running this next commandlet.
The basic get.
Yes.
There's always a get.
Yes. And there you can see my VM has been deallocated.
Perfect. That's great. Yeah, so now we have the opportunity to manage anything from anywhere using PowerShell.
Exactly.
PowerShell everywhere, and it can manage Azure. It can manage everything it currently does today. Thanks for coming to us today and showing us this great work you've done on Azure. And we're thrilled, really thrilled, to bring PowerShell open source to Linux.